Morning Watch, The Preparation of the Bride, Week 5, The Righteousness of the Bride. Saturday, Related Verses, Revelation 3, 4 through 5. But you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white because they are worthy. He who overcomes will be clothed thus, in white garments, and I shall by no means erase his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Romans 3:21 through 28. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, witness being borne to it by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ to all those who believe, for there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation place through faith in his blood, for the demonstrating of his righteousness, in that, in his forbearance, God passed over the sins that had previously occurred. With a view to the demonstrating of his righteousness in the present time, so that he might be righteous and the one who justifies him who is of the faith of Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. Through what kind of law? That of works? No. But through the law of faith. For we account that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Related reading. In Psalm 45, the queen has two garments, one corresponding to the objective righteousness for our salvation, and the other to the subjective righteousness for our victory. The latter is equivalent to the wedding garment in Matthew 22:11. And 12. The queen in Psalm 45 signifies the church. Her first garment is inwrought with gold, and her second is embroidered clothing. In the Bible, gold signifies the nature of God. At the time of our salvation, we received a golden garment that enabled us to be in the presence of God. In addition to this, we need another garment, a garment of embroidery. This embroidery signifies the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit today is working on us to transform us. Although we have the first garment, our second garment is now being prepared under the embroidering work of the Holy Spirit. This garment will qualify us to see Christ at his judgment seat. Day by day, we are under the needle, the transformation work of the Holy Spirit. This is because we need not only justification, but also approval. Only those who have the second garment produced by the embroidering work of the Holy Spirit will be chosen and qualified to attend the wedding feast of the Lamb. The bride in Revelation 19 is clothed with fine linen, bright and clean, the righteousnesses of the saints. This is Christ growing in and living out of us. When we live out Christ by letting him grow in us, he will be our living. The only way for Christ to grow in us and live out of us is by our eating and drinking him all the time. For the bride to be prepared means that she has the fine linen, bright and clean. No doubt these righteousnesses are related to the righteousness in Ephesians 4:24, where we are told that the new man was created in righteousness. The righteousnesses of the bride here denote the subjective righteousness, Christ as the righteousness which has been constituted into our being. The more this subjective righteousness is wrought into the church, the more she is prepared to become the bride. Those who compose the bride have been redeemed and regenerated. But they also need to have the subjective righteousness interwoven into their being in order to have the fine linen bright and clean. Actually, it is this linen that is the beauty of the bride. The bride in Revelation 19 refers to the redeemed and transformed tripartite mankind. This bride will wear white linen, which is the righteousnesses of the saints. If we would have a share in this bride, we need to adorn ourselves with the bright, shining, and pure righteousness. Day by day, we need to prepare bright linen clothing to cover ourselves. This is our daily righteousness. We produce such a garment of righteousness by walking daily according to the Spirit of life, and by having a life that is a life of the Spirit. Matthew 5:20 clearly indicates that we must have a righteousness that surpasses the righteousness of the Pharisees. This righteousness is not the objective Christ whom we receive as our robe for our justification. Rather, it is the subjective Christ whom we live out as our daily living. It is not the justifying robe. It is the garment that qualifies us to receive the reward. The second garment is also referred to in Revelation 3, 4, 5, and 18. In 3, 4, and 5, the Lord told the church in Sardis that those who have not defiled their garments will walk with him in white, and that the overcomers will be clothed in white garments. This is the garment for the wedding feast. In 3:18, the Lord advised the church in Laodicea to buy from him white garments. Thus, in the book of Revelation, the matter of the second garment is stressed. If we do not have it, we will miss the wedding feast.